FM WSDR, and joining us on the phone this morning, what a privilege to visit with Dwayne the Dog, the Bounty Hunter Chapman. Good morning, sir.
Morning, sir. Thank you. It's my privilege.
Oh, wow. When I saw the opportunity come up, I couldn't pass it up, and especially with the message you have out, and a lot of people might not know you're a two-time number one New York Times best-selling author, and of course, the bounty hunting role, and then maybe the softer side with your new book that just came out a little bit ago, Nine Lives and Counting, A Bounty Hunter's Journey to Faith, Hope, and Redemption. Wow.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm a soldier in God's army, so I'm not a softie, but...
Right.
thank you for the compliment. Thank you.
You know, watching your show, before you'd go on a bounty, you and the team would get together and in a circle and say a prayer, and even say a prayer for the fugitive you were after.
Yes, sir. Well, we were lucky to have A&E was about the only network that let us say in the name of Jesus, and the president then of the company said, you know, we'll try it and see how it works, but there's a lot of people that, you know, are of different religions, and as soon as the first few shows come out, she said, I don't care what you say in the name of who, but it's working.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, how did you come up with the title of Nine Lives and Counting? And tell us a little bit about this book that you that came out a couple of days ago.
Well, the title, I wanted it to be Me and Jesus Got Our Own Thing Going. But my PR girl at Epic in Tennessee, Jennifer, she said, oh, no, we're not naming it that. And, of course, my wife agreed with her. So I give all the credit to Jennifer Willingham at Epic. She's the one that named it that. So thank God she did, because I'm not sure if Me and Jesus Got Our Own Thing Going would have worked.
Wow, amazing. Of course, you've remarried, which I'm so happy for you. And with Francie, do you have a ministry going now? I know you've relocated. Do you have something going on there as well?
Well, I used to speak at a lot of churches, and I was not lukewarm, but I was not as red hot as I am today. And after Beth passed away, I put in the book that, you know, she, about a week before she passed, she said, you know, Big Daddy, God has taken me out of your life. You're called to the ministry. And she said, please don't let me down and don't let me die in vain. And I know, you know, I told her, I'm not ever going to get married, Beth. And she goes, yes, you are. And here's a list. So you know Beth, right? So
yes.
After a year or so, I pulled my car over, and in the book I explain how I told the Lord, you know, I need a mate. Mm-hmm. I can't find my car walking out of Target. And I was feeling like, you know, man, I don't mean to be a pervert, Lord, but I need a mate. And then as I'm scrolling through to find out how, read out loud to myself how God gave Adam Eve, I ran through the scripture, God does not expect a man to be alone. Mm-hmm. So... once I saw that, I had a you know how we do the personal walk with Jesus and talk with God. So I had a personal talk with God and screamed and cried. And I'm not sure I even cursed, but I said, listen, man, I can't make it alone. And so that night on the top of the hill, this lady named Francie, I had called the... My friend of mine next door in Colorado, I just came to, you know, bury Beth at the second funeral, one in Hawaii, one in Colorado. And my neighbor said, you need to fix your driveway because a lot of people are coming up there, condolences and flowers. And so I called, I said, well, who does the dirt stuff here? And he said, well, this guy named Bob Frain. And so I called Bob. And I got on the phone with Francie, and I said, can I speak to Bob? And she's like, oh, who's this? And I said, or she asked for Doug, because I left a message. Then she called back, is Doug there? And then I said, you know, I want to talk to Bob. And Bob she said, well, I'm sorry to tell you, Bob passed away from cancer.
Wow.
So I was like, whoa. Mm. And I started crying, and you know that word cancer, just that soon after the past, just
right.
is a terrible word. And somebody told her, she was at Katie Souza's Ministries in Arizona, about a month before I called, and this her friend Paige said, God just told me you're going to meet this guy named Dog the Bounty Hunter, and Francie was a rancher, never watched TV, and said, who's that? And she goes, I'll never meet that guy, and he needs a haircut.
Oh.
And so while we were on the phone, I said, Miss Francie, my name's not Doug. It's Dog, the Bounty Hunter. And I heard a pause, a long pause, because that happens once in a while, as I've said. People hang up on me when I say that sometimes. And a year and a half later, September 2nd, 2 years ago, we tied the knot. Mm. So I'm so blessed to have Francie. So Francie is very good in the ministry. And we now speak together. We tell our testimony. And we speak in tent meetings, churches, parks. We have a certain group of people that we're called to, and our main message, Brian, is salvation. And Francie has a certain group of girls that she, well, men too, but mostly the women that she speaks to about, you know, her life. And Francie wasn't always a Christian. She was raised Jewish. Till at 16, she found out she was adopted. And so God has blessed us. And I have, you know, so many mentors and coaches, and it's just incredible. You know, the Bible says that King Solomon was a wise man because he surrounded himself with men of wisdom. And today, I surround myself with men and women of wisdom. So I'm praying God to make me wise, just as you did King Solomon. So it's working.
Once again, we're on the phone with Dwayne the Dog Chapman. Well, Nine Lives and Counting. When did you start working on this book, and did you have assistance with what it entails?
Say it one more time. I didn't hear you.
When did you start working on this new book, Nine Lives and Counting, and did you have any help along the way?
Oh, I had all kind of help. You know, it wasn't just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started over a year ago. It takes about, or maybe even longer, that long to write a terrific ghostwriter. And everybody helped me. I mean, you know, my wife sat right there and supervised it. No, you're not saying that. And so, yeah, I had a lot of, you know, I need supervision because I'm kind of crazy. So, no, bro, I have, you know.
Right.
My friend Robin Bullock says, hell is not a cuss word, it's a place. So my language is cleaned up a lot, but sometimes once in a while I light them up, you know what I mean? So, yes, I was very well supervised, is better than using the word help.
Well, I know you're out on a book signing tour. How are people responding to it?
Well, the numbers are the numbers are outstanding. I, as you mentioned in the beginning, I've written this the third book.
Mm-hmm.
One hit the New York Times number one. Hold on, the airplane's going overhead. The first one hit New York Times bestseller number one. The second one, Where Mercy Is Shown, Mercy Is Given, hit number eight. I tied with Mother Teresa. And this one is, you know, we haven't got ratings. It's just come out yesterday, but it looks like Amazon sold out right out of the gate. So, and the difference between this book and the other books is I was allowed by the publishing company, the first time we've used this, to talk about Jesus and, you know, the miracles and the things that happened in my life. Nelson Books you know, let me go with it. So they're the part of that Nelson's is the Christian part of the book company. So it was I really got along with everybody there, and you know, I'm very pleased at how the book is affected. You don't make a lot of money in books anymore, as you probably know, because even 17 years ago, I went to a place that I just went to in New York that I was there, and I talked to the guy who still owns the bookstore there, and he's like, well, you know, books are starting to pick up a little bit. So I'm actually really, you know, proud that one of my pastors here in Florida say that, you know, that'll add another story on your mansion in heaven. And so I'm very proud. You know, we all need money to eat. And, you know, if you're going to give to the poor, you've got to have money. And Jesus had money, or he wouldn't have had a treasure. But that was not the main thing. And the love of money is the root of evil, not having it. So it's not for the money that you do it, but, you know, I've had already one of my little guys started listening to it on Spotify, and he said the first two or three chapters, dog, he said, you changed my life.
Wow.
He said, I want to walk closer to God now. So that's the whole idea of the book, is to get them all. You know, I said the other night on Fox News that Jesus, the first person he took to heaven was a felon.
Right.
And so the remaining years of my life, I'm going to take as many felons to heaven with me as I can. So
wow.
This is the beginning of that, is this book.
Well, certainly appreciate the time. And again, what a privilege. Make sure you get out there and get Nine Lives and Counting, A Bounty Hunter's Journey to Faith, Hope, and Redemption. Dog, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. Certainly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Aloha. Thank you very much.